No, we the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were.
Say that one more time, please. One more time. One more time.
President A-Dub, it's time to bear it down. Let's do this thing.
What's good, Aaron B? Welcome to the Bear Essentials. On today's show, we are joined by Malcolm Hart from the Pride Podcast as we preview the Bears matchup against the Detroit Lions. A-Dub, I don't even know what to think about Sunday, but let's just get into it.
Yes, sir. Let's get into it, baby.
What's a good word with you, man? How you doing, fam?
No, I'm doing good, man. I'm hanging in there, bro. You know, the long day, but you know what? It's all good with A-Dub.
All right, my man. Well, listen, audience, without further ado, you guys remember him from last season. Some of y'all was in the DMs clowning him. He's our guy. But Malcolm, you were in better spirits than you was last week because people was on the pod last year. They said, what was up with the guy, the host from last year? He was just depressed on our show. But I think he in better spirits today. Malcolm, talk to him.
Woo, what's going on, everybody? I'm back. I'm back. Definitely in better spirits.
I feel back great. In the building.
Back. My team is 0-3. My team is 0-3, but I'm not 0-3. That's all that matters. I'm good.
See, he's like, look, my team 0-3, but I'm winning.
Exactly. I'm winning right now. I'm happy, man. I'm happy right now.
Listen, he winning. He down there in Florida. Got that good weather. He over there. He got that million-dollar smile. I see you, son.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, to your point, man, you guys are 0-3, but I feel like you got some better vibes about you, so you must feel optimistic about Dan Campbell. So talk to me, man. What you thinking about your team right now, and what were you thinking about the offseason that you guys had?
All right, so this is the whole vibe with Detroit and Detroit Lions fans and how we felt about the team in general. In the offseason, we didn't expect too much. You know, we thought, you know, we're looking at this team, we're like, all right, this is rebuilding year. We're probably going to have a top 3-2. We might have the first overall pick next year, you know. But I would say this. This team is playing a lot better than everybody expected. They're fighting hard, and they look a lot better than what we've seen the last three games, what we've seen the last 3 years with Pencilhead. You guys know Pencilhead. His name is Matt Patricia, but I call him Pencilhead because that's all he did in Detroit was wear his damn pencil. But we're doing a lot better.
Hey, we miss him. We miss him.
You guys miss him? We don't. We don't. Not one bit.
So with that in mind, right, so let's just be honest. When Dan Campbell got the job, we talked about it here on this show. I was like, man, this guy's as meatball gets. But it seems like it works. It seems like he's got that locker room. They get the guy. They understand him. He has some really great, like, one-liners. So obviously, he's got those guys flying around the ball. So you're happy. So, hey, for us here, you guys coming on the schedule, ideally, it was supposed to be the perfect time for us. I was thinking, hey, Dub, this is going to be great. We got the trade on the schedule. We got a dub coming. But then Sunday happened. So right now, I don't even know what to expect.
Man, neither do I, though, brother. Those boys over there at Detroit, they came off a tough loss, and we just came off a atrocious loss. So it's going to be odd here, brother.
Oh, man.
I don't even have words for what that was. I mean, listen, we talked about it, that 66-yard field goal that Tucker hit. Yeah, gut-wrenching, but I'm sorry. I would have much rather my team lose that way than what the hell we went through on Sunday, because I'm still coping.
That's a tough conversation. Like, would you rather lose those, like, a game-winning field goal when you know, like, you should have had it, or would you rather just get blown out?
Well, let's say this.
I don't know.
Well, we've been through the field goal thing before, so I'm still jaded.
Yes, sir, Chris, I agree. We went through that process.
We haven't been there, done that. So, no, I don't mess with no field goals like that no more. But so right now, 0-3, you feel good about the offseason, the early season vibes. What do you think? Because offensively, I thought you guys have been pretty decent. I've been surprised with Goff because when you guys traded Stafford, I was like, thank God Stafford got out of there. I was like, man, this is like freedom. That was like Andy Dufresne and the Shawshank. That's what I thought about that trade.
Point blank. You want to hear my opinion about Goff?
Go for it.
All right. So Jared Goff right now, he's been very, 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 I would say, underwhelming. As far as what I thought he was going to come in, when he brought him in, I thought he was going to be a lot better because, you know, you're thinking, all right, he got traded from the Rams to Detroit. Maybe he had a chip on his shoulder, like, you know, I could still play. I could still be a franchise quarterback. You know, the Rams didn't believe in me. The Lions, they're taking a shot at me. Let me show I can still got it. You know, I still got it. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe Jared Goff is going to come in and play like 2018. When you turn on the tape, it just hasn't been good. How can I say this? So he is a guy that I noticed when I watch him is that he locks on to his primary receiver. What happens is that, like, when you watch a tape, like, you'll see three or four or five guys open in a play, and he just misses the guy. Don't even look at him because he's just so locked in to his primary receiver, which is something that, like, I would expect from a rookie. Mm-hmm. But, man, he's been in the league for a while. This is not good, and that's something I hope that could get corrected. And between that and him, when he's pressured, oh, my God. When he's pressured, he turns into a different quarterback. It's not good. It just gets bad whenever he's pressured. So those are two things that I don't like about Goff. I mean, has he been terrible? He hasn't been terrible. I think you could put him right in the average category that he's been okay, that he just hasn't been terrible.
Well, Aitor could tell you, when the trade went down, I thought, oof, the trade got the worst end of that trade, because I've been on record of saying Sean McVay made Goff better than what he was, and he wasn't even good in L.A. Because look at what Stafford is doing in that system right now. I mean, it's been awesome, right? So to your point, yeah. I understand what you're saying about Goff all the way.
And from watching that guy, man, Goff, prayers, like Malcolm was saying, you see the pressure on him. His turnover's coming that way, man. When you get that pressure, he's going to fumble the football or he's going to throw an interception. You're right, Malcolm. The way he reads the defense, he doesn't do a good job with that. And you're telegraphing it. That's it.
Yeah, it's just been bad. It's just been bad in that aspect. But, I mean, there's some positives with the team. There's a lot of positives. Just that Jared Goff couple things just hasn't been good.
So let's get into the positives, because obviously for us, we want to make sure that we understand what should we be concerned about, because some people tell us that we should be concerned about Swift. Some people say Hockenson, right? So let's hear your thoughts.
Yes. I and this is crazy, because when was the last time I ever was excited about a running game? It's been a while. It's been a very long time. Very long time. So I've been excited about Detroit Lions running game. The Lions actually have a running game that is like you can respect it. Mm-hmm. They actually they're ranked 15th right now, which I'm telling you, in the past they've been ranked 29th, 30th, and just running down ball. It just hasn't been good. Now we're in the top half of the league for the first three games, and these guys are slowly getting better. And you can see a lot from that with our offensive line. The offensive line is creating these massive holes that you could just. The holes are so big, you could drive an 18-wheeler through it. Like, that's how big the holes have been. Right. So between Swift and our other running back, Jamal Williams, they've been doing a really good job.
Former Packer.
So they've been doing, those two have been doing a really good job. That's something that I'm very excited about. And I also saw that you guys had some trouble last week with some running backs. So I think the Detroit Lions could definitely, you know, they could, you know, mix that in there. They can have some success.
You know, so Malcolm, we have problems with those running backs because the defense was on the field the entire game there and there. And also, those screen passes, they killed us. So when I was looking at you guys on film, I saw that they utilized Swift a lot like that. So that also kind of concerned me. So I hope that our defensive coordinator took a look at that, because we got gashed last week.
Yeah.
With that, Swift is one of the top leaders when it comes down. So he's been really making a big impact without the backfield and getting those catches. So he's been turning those into positive yards.
Okay. So what about TJ Hockenson? You know, I got him on fantasy. So this week, I'm going to be kind of looking at him a little sideways. I'm like, all right, TJ, stay out of the end zone.
You know what? Last week, TJ had a rough game last week. He only had 2 targets, 2 catches, 10 yards. But the Baltimore Ravens did a really good job to try to force somebody else to beat him. Mm-hmm. They wanted to take TJ Hockenson out of the game and force Detroit Lions to go somewhere else. And that's what we did. And we went with Swift. Yep. But it depends how, you know, you guys want to play him. Are you guys going to do the same thing, double, triple him? Or, I mean, are you just going to, you know, play zone and just see what happens? If you guys just play zone, I mean, TJ could have a big game. It could be a big game for TJ. It all depends.
I think it just depends on – so when you look at your receivers, right? So, you can tell me better than I know, but I haven't really been impressed with what I've seen with those receivers. So, I feel pretty good about our secondary. And our listeners are going to be like, wait, you're really happy about the secondary? Only because of this matchup.
Yeah. How can I say this? our receiving core is they are who we thought they were. I mean, they.
Oh, I see what you did there. Hey, I see what you did there. Uh-oh. He's bringing that heat. He's bringing that heat tonight.
They are who we thought they were. I mean, coming in, we didn't have any expectations for our receiving core because it's like, if you got to grade them, I think we're all like, they're all C's and B's receivers. You know, we don't have a true, we don't have a number one receiver. We don't have a star. So it all depends on, you know, who can have a good night. I mean, I know against the Pack, Quintez Cephas had a good night.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we just waiting for that one guy to step up, and we haven't really seen that guy yet in the receiving core.
Yeah, because shit, Galladay left, and that was kind of it, because he was the one that motherfucker, he was so legit, you know. But I mean, I'm not worried about no Cephas. I'm not worried about St. Brown. So for me, when I look at this matchup, I worry about how we're going to lock up with TJ Hockenson. Because the reason why I say that, Malcolm, I'm really concerned about our linebackers and coverage. We have Danny Trevathan, who's coming back off of IR. He was a liability at times last year in coverage, and I just wonder who's going to get that assignment with Hockenson. If it were me personally, I would get a safety on him to cover him, because a linebacker's not going to be able to keep up with him. He's just that much of a freak athlete to me. When you watch him on tape, he's a beast, man.
Yeah, he's a guy who, and I can honestly admit, when we made the draft pick, I wasn't thrilled. You know, when you're taking a tight end inside the top 10, you're like, okay, maybe. Wasn't thrilled, especially there was a guy who I did want, Josh Allen. So that's why when we got TJ, I wasn't thrilled. But I'm excited for TJ. I'm glad I'm glad we have TJ. I'm really glad we have him.
Yeah, shit, hindsight on that one. That worked out pretty well for you guys. That's a really good target there. So, A-Dub, when you look at this matchup, what are some key areas where you think that we can exploit this Detroit team?
I think what we've got to do with this team, you know, we talk about exploiting, for us, we're going to have to really make sure that on the offensive side of it, we're going to have to pass the ball effectively, especially with getting the ball to Montgomery. Because I've seen how the Packers played against those guys. They utilized Jones, the hell of Jones in the passing game, and he made dividends with those receiving yards. So we're going to have to do the same thing.
No, that's totally fair. When I kind of look at this thing, I think an area that we really need to just get back to the basics is running the fucking football, man. I mean,
yeah,
we talk about it so much on this show. I feel like beating a dead horse there. But David Montgomery, he's got to tilt the rock 25 times in this game. We have to just open up this Detroit Lions defense, whether it's Justin Fields, the quarterback, whether it's Dalton. I think it's going to be Fields on Sunday, but whoever the quarterback's going to be, that shouldn't be the story from this ball game. If they don't get a heavy dose of David Montgomery, then Matthew Nagy is just even more of a fucking idiot than we all think that know that he is.
Shout out to Matt Nagy. Boop, boop, boop.
Too soon, bro.
Yeah, too soon.
Come on, man.
He's like, where's the love?
Yeah, bro, where's the love? Man, where's the love for Matt Nagy, man? 4 more years. I was like, campaigning for him. Like, for you guys to keep him for 4 more years.
Yeah, of course you are. But you know what? Right. But you know what? That's respect, because that was how we were with your boy Pencil.
Yeah, yeah. Pencil head. Yeah, I get it. So it's all good.
Yeah, man, we mourned that. I was like, that was 2 wins a season. You can guarantee those.
Yeah, that guy was an idiot.
And he was a Belichick disciple, huh?
Right.
I don't even... It felt like it was worse, man. That guy was just bad. Bad in all levels. Like, players hated him. Everybody, it was just bad.
That's too funny. Any injuries that we should be concerned about? Anything that our audience should be aware of on your side?
I mean, the injury report was really, really light the past 2 days. The only one that didn't participate in practice was Trey Flowers.
Yeah,
and okay. He didn't play last week. This week, the Lions released Jamie Collins, who was our linebacker. He didn't play last week at all because they were trying to seek a trade. But I'll tell you, man, as far as when you're bringing up that Packers game with Aaron Jones, it was a lot of because of Jamie Collins and him not being able to keep up as far as his assignment with Aaron Jones. So that's why our coaching staff, they took a look at, and this is what I like about our coaching staff, because they're not afraid to take a look at a veteran. And if they're not playing to their standards, they're going to say, look, man, we're going to have to find a trade for you. You know, it's not going to work out here. We're looking for speed. And we saw a lot of that last week. Last week, without Jamie Collins, without Trey Flowers, defense played a lot faster. And that's why we were able to get at R. Jackson and, you know, contain his running game and also contain their running game whole. And that's not an easy task. I mean, the Ravens,
no way.
They're the number one, rushing offense in the league right now. So for us to even contain them in that aspect and the amount of pressures, I mean, they, you know, to put on, you know, Lamar Jackson, that was really impressive. That, you know, that defense definitely is playing at another level than I've seen in the past.
No, and that's a fair point. And I think that's the thing that I have not been used to when I think of this Lions team. Because like you said, that job they did on Lamar Jackson, that zone rushing attack for the Ravens is pretty legit. So I liked what I saw there. But I still like our chance in this matchup. And to be honest with you, I think that's our best chance to beat the Lions. Because if we're expecting Justin Fields to go back and throw the ball 25 times in this game to beat you guys, I just don't see it happening. I just don't see Matt Nagy calling up the plays is going to make this happen. So I don't know, man.
So real quick question. Is Justin Fields playing? Because that's a big question that's been going on all week. I know my dog, Matt Nagy, said that he doesn't know who's going to start. He doesn't know if it's going to be Justin Fields. He doesn't know if it's going to be Andy Dalton. Hell, yeah. He doesn't know if it's going to be Nick Foles.
Yeah, he don't know nothing. He also don't know who going to call the plays on Sunday.
So, wait, do you guys feel like it's going to be Justin Fields?
Yeah, I think it'll be Justin because he practiced in full on Wednesday. And and I think he did practice well today. And then Andy Dalton was limited. And don't even get me started about the third string quarterback. So we're going to break him.
So are you guys like, because I know it was a big, you know, we need to start Justin Fields in Chicago, that everybody was wanting to start Justin Fields. After seeing last week, is that crowd still there? Or are you like, maybe we should wait till we fix his offensive line and our play caller so he doesn't get killed? How's that? Like,
that's a great question.
With the fans.
So what we're seeing is mostly just everybody just is pissed off at Matt Nagy. So they're blaming everything that we saw on Sunday with Justin Fields' struggles. They're putting that all on Nagy because you saw that scheme that he put out there. It was awful on the offensive line. I mean, I'm not even going to call that a scheme. Whatever he called that, it is what it is there. So I think a lot of people realize that, listen, Justin Fields is going to make mistakes. He's a rookie quarterback. However, Matt Nagy just didn't put the kid in a good situation. So I think that's what the fan base is thinking. Now, as far as A-Dub and I, we've been saying this whole time that we thought Andy Dalton should have been that guy, at least initially, right? Because he's seen everything that these defenses throw at people. He's a veteran. You saw in that Rams game how he got the ball out quick. So I liked what he was doing out there. I think him getting hurt, though, was really the situation that we're in right now. Because Matt Nagy is also saying that when Andy Dalton is healthy, he's the guy, which I'm kind of now scratching my head about because I'm like, well, you already have gone to the rookie. This fan base will burn down Hallis Hall if you go back to anybody other than Justin Fields.
Let the kid finish it out.
Yeah, he might as well. Want to have them burn it down. That's terrible.
To that point, Malcolm, I think the fan base knows that Justin Fields is the future. Everyone's still high on him here, so you don't have any of that. Mostly what you have is people just not believing that the head coach is going to be able to bring out the best in the kid.
Got you.
Week 3 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for week 4 of DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off another action-packed week, DraftKings is giving new customers $150 instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code TPPN to receive $150 in free bets when you place a dollar bet on any football game. That's promo code TPPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager. One per customer. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Now back to the show. So, A-Dub, I've talked about the David Montgomery aspect. We talked about Justin Fields a little bit here. What are one of your keys to victory? And then we're going to swing this over to Malcolm to give a couple of his.
Yeah, the key, one of the keys to victory is I saw with Detroit, man, you guys do a good job in red zone. I mean, for the most part this year, that's why you guys got your points at, really. If we can slow that down and limit them to, you know, taking field goals, that'll be good for us. I want to keep them out of the end zone.
Okay, I'm good with that. Hey, keep them what outside that? Keep them outside that 35-yard line, huh?
Exactly, exactly. See what your field goal can do.
Oh no. I don't have faith.
I know, right?
I don't have faith in our kickers right now because they just swapping guys in and out. Is
yeah.
One day could be Seibert. One day could be another guy. Like it happens with our kicking situation right now.
And you know what? That's the luxury that we have. One of the few luxuries we have with Cairo Santos. He's missed automatic. He hasn't missed a field goal in God knows how long. That's been such a luxury that we haven't had to talk about a kicker on this podcast. Like, it's been great. I don't even know what that life is like. I can appreciate that part. Now, you talked to me about having a good head coach and a good play caller. Now, I don't know what that's like. But kicker. Yeah,
you have a good head coach. y'all about to kick me out of here. Let me stop.
I was looking for the mute button. I'm like, man, this man, I walked in here and stomped on my couch real quick.
Holding the ice box and everything, Prince.
Yeah, he's like, fuck your couch.
Buy another one.
Yeah, you rich mother.
You rich mother.
Never gave y'all money. So, Malcolm, what you got for me, man? Keys to victory, man. What do you think your Lions going to be able to do to neutralize the Bears?
All right, so I'm going to give both keys. I'm going to give you some keys for you guys. I'm going to tell you some keys for the Lions.
All right,
I'm going to bring up something right now that's scary. It's scary as hell for all Lions fans. I'm going to tell you why. The chance of rain in Chicago at Soldier Field, 20%.
Yep, I saw that.
That is terrible. That's not a good news for any Lions fan. Let me tell you why. Last game we saw Jared Goff in rain. He damn near fumbled the ball twice, and he threw an interception, but it looked like he didn't have any grip on the ball. He lost snaps. It looked a mess out there. So if it does rain, it's going to get scary for Jared Goff, which is not good. I'm not looking forward to that if it does rain. Another thing for the Bears, I think, as far as where you guys should definitely attack is that zone area behind our linebackers in between the safeties. I mean, it's like that area has been automatic the last three games. I think that is like the weak area of this team. I think our front seven is the strength of our defense. So if the Bears do run the ball, I feel very confident in our front seven and doing a good job containing that, because even though you look at and Aaron Jones, all his touchdowns came in the passing game. In the running game, yep, we held him 67 yards. Mm-hmm. So as far as the run game, they've been doing a good job this year, which is I haven't been able to say that for as a Lions fan in a very long time.
Yeah.
So as far as the Bears, you guys should definitely attack that area. For us, we just need to run this ball. We need to mimic what the Browns did last week. If we could do that, and hopefully you guys didn't make adjustments, and my dog Matt Nagy is still calling those magnificent plays, I think I like our chances.
Listen to this man over here.
Yeah, we're going on this.
Well, the one point I do want to make to his point about running the football, I think that Eddie Goldman is going to come back on Sunday. I think it's an outside chance. He's been limited in practice this week, but I think if he comes back in this ball game, I think that's going to shore up some of those issues that we had in that run game, because we've missed him tremendously on defense so far, A-Dub.
Yes, we have, man, and that hurting us too.
That's going to be a fantastic matchup, and that's the matchup that I'm going to see. Because, you know, Goldman versus Frank Ragnow, who's now the top center in the league. So this is matchups like that. You know, I know Khalil Mack hasn't practiced all week.
Right.
I mean, but if he does play, I mean, I'm pretty sure he's going to play. But if he does play, you know, him versus our rookie, Penei Sewell, who's been phenomenal this year, who's been looking great as far as our left tackle. So stuff like those matchups up front, I can't wait to see. This is going to be a true test. This is going to be a true test for us, man. So I'm excited. You know, I was excited when we played the 49ers, because I know like they have a really strong front seven.
Right.
And I just can't wait. I can't wait to see how it plays out.
No, I'm with you, man. I love those battles in the trenches. So to your point, Goldman going up against Ragnow, we know Khalil Mack's going to play. This guy's a gamer. he may not practice the whole entire week, but guess what? Sunday, you're going to see 5-2 out there. Don't even worry.
Out there? Okay.
Yeah, don't even trip. Now, Tyshawn Gibson, he hasn't practiced either. He missed the game last week, so that's our safety. So, hamstring injury. So, if he doesn't go, Deion Bush, our super sub, will be the backup there. However, one thing you haven't talked about, which I'm surprised that you haven't talked about, is Eddie Jackson, our other safety. Now, Chicago, that is a lightning rod name because he misses a lot of tackles. He's been out of position a lot this year. A former All-Pro safety, a very highly paid safety. He has not gotten the job done. So I thought that was going to be one of your keys. So I was surprised they dubbed. I was like, oh, I thought he's going to go after Eddie Jackson.
I mean, this game, I hope they don't throw this ball. If it rains, if this 90% chance of rain happens, I want the ball, you know, out of Goff's hand as quickly as possible.
Sure.
Because I don't want there's less chance of him making a mistake if the ball hands. So if it rains, if it's a nice sunny day, I mean, hopefully we can pass the ball around and play football. But if it's raining, no, get it. Let's not get the ball to Goff.
Well, the last time he was in Soldier Field, he was with the Rams, and I was that game, and he wanted no parts of that cold smoke. That man ran to that. He ran and got that jacket every chance he could get, man.
Was it bad?
So what it was him and Mitch. It was just the interception ball. Like, they just kept throwing picks back and forth.
Oh, man, that's not good.
No, but in that game, we neutralized Aaron Donald, so I was really proud about that. But yes. Okay. But no, listen, bring that rain on Sunday. I don't care. I'll prepare for it. I don't care.
Bring it on.
Yeah. Shit.
I'll have so much of that liquid in me, I won't even know that it's raining anyway. But I think one of my keys when I think about this matchup is our tight ends. Now, Malcolm, you look at the Bears on tape, you'll probably wonder, why don't they ever utilize the tight ends? Where are the tight ends? Where's Jimmy Graham? Where's Cole Kmet? Well, we're wondering the same fucking thing.
Oh, okay. Because
all training camp, we were told Cole Kmet is going to be his breakout year. I mean, I was even impressed. We went to a number of practices. He was getting targeted in practice. They were drawing up plays for him. However, that has not happened so far this season. So now I think one of the keys of this matchup is utilizing those fucking tight ends. Because when I look at that Lions secondary, I think that is an area that we can exploit. Even more so than my David Montgomery point, which I always want us to run the fucking football. But if we can exploit that fucking zone that you talked about, got to get those tight ends. Got to get Cole Kmet in that open area there outside. Like you said, just behind those linebackers. Get the ball going down the field a little bit. Like, man, this offense, the routes, everything's short. We got all these speed guys on the team. Darnell Mooney, Marcus Goodwin. We got A-Rob. People forget that A-Rob's on this team because he doesn't get targeted. So there's just a lot that needs to happen here, but we got to fucking start utilizing these tight ends.
Yeah, I know how it feels. You know, I know how it feels when we had Matthew Stafford and we had, like, a solid receiving core, and I'm like, why are we checking it down so much? Like, what's going on? And then it all makes sense, you know. There's a guy with a pencil in his ear. It all makes sense. It all adds up. So that, you know.
Yeah. Ours is the guy that used to wear a visor. And he holds up a Denny's menu.
He's ordering food.
Yeah, he ordering something. It ain't no good calls.
Oh, man.
But you know what? So they asked him, Malcolm, this week. They said, okay. And I brought this up earlier in the conversation. They said, so what's going to happen with the play calls? Are you calling the plays or are you giving them off? And he's like, look, everything's on the table. That was what he said earlier in the week. Then they asked him again. He's like, oh, we're going to keep this internal. It's going to be a little gamesmanship. And I'm sitting here like, do you think anything that you're going to say to the media, Detroit's going to look at it and say, oh, man, I'm really worried about anything that Matt Nagy's got to say. They ain't worried about him. They saw the tape last week.
He's a top coach. I mean, I don't know.
Bruh. I swear to God, you got one more. Cap.
Cap, cut up.
Hey, he over there capping like a mug.
There he is.
Oh, man, I'm sorry,
guys. This man said top coach.
Sorry, guys.
Top coach at JUCO.
I heard that he still brings up, like, his success from Kansas City.
Yeah, and I don't know why he does that. He acts like he was calling those plays. We know Andy Reid was calling those plays.
It's funny. I think that's like a trait all bad coaches do.
Mm-hmm.
Patricia used to do the same thing.
Talking about the old days.
He used to bring himself like, yeah, we played rough today. Our defense played rough, but I did call one of the greatest calls in the Super Bowl history. And he always talks about that Malcolm Butler pick. He used to bring that up almost every presser. Like, we used to be like, come on, man. Like, you got to let that go, man. Yeah. Just fix his team.
Yeah, fix the team. We don't need to hear any more about Pete Carroll and his bad play calls. Like, just shut up.
Yeah, just fix the team.
Yeah, that's all we care about. That's all we care about. But see, that's the thing with these head coaches, man. That ego gets in the win, and they got to, like, remind you of their resume. You're like, look, okay, I get it. At one point, you were doing something, but what you doing today?
Exactly. Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say because...
You know what?
I was about to praise Matt Nagy. No, I was like, all right, let me not.
Nah,
do it.
Man, nah, man, that's it.
Like, that's it. Final straw. You broke it. You're out of here.
That's right. That's like Family Feud. That's that third strike.
don't hit that buzzer on me.
Man, right. So, Malcolm, before you get out of here, man, what's your final score prediction for this upcoming game, brother?
All right, this is interesting because I actually have two predictions. Is that fair? Can I do that? And the reason why I have two is because just in case of a different quarterback plays.
Oh, so he's got okay. A Fields versus Dalton's. I like that. I'll yeah. Go for it. All right.
Don't kill me for this. All right. And this is because, I mean, this remember everybody, I'm a Lions fan. So so I'm gonna say this. I'm actually hoping Justin Fields play.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because I know that he's still a rookie. I know he's going to have his struggles, and I think he's still learning the game. I mean, he clearly saw last week between the offensive line. I don't think they're helping much either. So if Justin Fields do play, I do have the score 21-10 Lions.
Okay.
All right. If Andy Dalton plays, I have the score 21-17 Lions.
Okay. So he thinks it's going to be a little closer with Dalton there.
I think the reason why is because, I mean, from what I've seen from Dalton is that he's, even though the line's bad, he's able to not really get rattled under pressure too much and able to make some throws. Mm-hmm. That's from what I saw in his first game. I really didn't get a good evaluation of Justin Fields last game because it was just terrible.
Yeah,
It was bad in all phases. And putting the blame on Justin Fields, I think it's still going to be a really good quarterback for you guys.
Right.
But the fireman protection, the not utilizing his strength.
Yeah.
It just wasn't good. And then you noticed during the game that, you know, he got rattled. Like, you know, his confidence, because you saw some of the passes you were throwing, they were way off target. Like, some of the passes you're like, oh, shit, who's he throwing the ball to?
Right.
But that's just that comes with the game is because he's young, and after getting hit like so many times, brother took 9 sacks.
Yeah.
Like, that's not something that you want any rookie to coming through to get 9 sacks.
Way.
Yeah. No way. So, I mean, I hope for the best for him. You know, I do want him to eventually, you know, turn it around and be good. But I just think if he starts to, you know, this week, he's still going to have his struggles. So that's why I do have it 21-10 if he plays.
Okay. No, that's totally fair. Now, one thing I do want to say, because I agree with everything you said about Justin in that game, because we didn't absolve him from any sort of blame. Now, we know that game plan was awful. To your point, terrible. No chipping on fucking Myles Garrett, which I don't understand why that didn't happen, right? So it's like, what were the screen passes? Whatever. I'm not going to retrace that anymore. But his point is spot on. Justin Fields was just put in a horrible position. One of the things that really pissed me off about that was when Justin Fields, obviously, confidence was shaken. The head coach never went over there one time to talk to the kid, never went over there one time to check in with him. So there's your top head coach.
Like, yeah, what are we doing? That's bad. That's bad. That's bad.
Yeah. So I don't know. But A-Dub, what you got for me? Final score prediction on Sunday.
I think the Bears are going to win this game 23-16, no matter who the quarterback is.
Ooh, let's go. Talk that talk. Talk that talk.
Bring in Nick Foles. Let's go, man.
Remember that last time? Hey, look, check this out, Malcolm. Don't act like you remember last time when we brought Nick Foles in. He actually won that game against you guys.
He sure did, but do you remember who was our coach? Pencilhead was, you guys were undefeated against Pencilhead.
Yes, we were.
You guys were undefeated.
Yes, we were.
I think the only game we won is when we fired Pencilhead. And we had our interim head coach. And we actually won that game. And Stafford played really well.
Oh, you guys were fired up in that game. That's
it. Just shows what happens. It just shows what happens when you get rid of Pencilhead. That guy is. I mean, I think there's only like a couple head coaches that would worse than Pencilhead. I think Adam Gase is up there.
Oof.
And then Pencilhead is like, I think he has to be number two.
Yeah, Adam Gase was brutal.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, that's a coach. That's a coach.
Yeah. Oh man, you're that dude, man. Love you, man. All right, my final score prediction for Sunday. I'm with A-Dub. Doesn't matter which quarterback. I'm just riding this. Matt Nagy has had great success against the Lions. Whether it was Pencilhead, I'm thinking Dan Campbell. We gonna come for him too. So 20-14, I think is what we're gonna get in this ball game. I'm just hoping that this Bears defense can do just enough to keep the offense just in the game, right?
That's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm worried about is the defense, man.
Yep. And that's kind of what I'm thinking. I mean, I think the defense is probably going to score a touchdown in this game, if I'm being honest.
If it's 90% rain, I would go to DraftKings and bet on it because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. If it's raining, go to your closest sporting betting app and first turnover, Detroit. Jared Goff, it's going to happen.
Listen, audience, now we had our Winner's Circle podcast yesterday, and I gave you guys some good picks. My boy Malcolm just gave y'all another one, so make sure you hit up DraftKings and take him up on that one. I like that too.
Yeah, if it's raining, yep, you do it.
don't think twice.
Don't think twice, man. It's not going to be good.
Nope, at all. Well, dude, Malcolm, man, as always, brother, man, this has been good. Like, for many reasons, I was happy that this game came up on the schedule this early in the season. For one, we needed it because we need to get this W on Sunday. Hey. Secondly,
I'm still here.
Yeah, I know. Hey, but it's better for me to do this to you in face than when you're not here. But then check the second part out. Good catching back up with you, bro. It's been a minute. So, man, definitely appreciate you, man. On the way out, remind the audience about your show. And where they can catch what you guys are doing.
Okay, so I am one of the hosts of the Pride Podcast. It's a Detroit Lions podcast, as you can tell. It's me with my two other hosts, one named Tyler, one named Pierre. We just chill out. We have like a barbershop talk. We talk about, you know, all the games that's coming up, transactions, injuries, you know, the normal pod stuff. You know, if you ever want to check us out, you know, we're on all the platforms, Spotify, Apple, anywhere you can listen to us, we're most likely there. So yeah, check us out, Pride Podcast, and Detroit Lions Podcast.
Man, my man, brother. Well, listen,
yes sir.
We gonna be talking to you on Sunday.
Oh man,
we need this W. We need this W so bad.
You need this W. We're 0-3. We need this W.
I feel you. I feel like sometimes y'all just been used to this though.
No, man. No, we need at least go 1-3. At least go 1-3.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Keep that same culture from last year.
Don't say that.
Damn, A-Dub.
Don't say that.
A-Dub just coming in with a shot at the end. I love it, bro.
And I'm just praising your coach. Give him a shout out.
All right, audience. So Malcolm Harrell has to leave the building. But hey, we appreciate him so much for coming through.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, we'll definitely be in touch with you on Sunday, my man.
All right, man. Y'all be easy, man. Take it easy.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for pulling up.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, Dub, that was fun, man. That was real fun. I always enjoy when he comes on the show.
Yes, sir, man. I love him, man.
Especially with the real ones. I mean, you know, we can get on here with people and we can talk X's and O's and we can get on with some other people and get all to the nitty gritty of the matchups. But this one was just like three guys sitting around the barbershop talking sports, man. That's what I liked about this conversation today.
No, I'm with you there, Perez. You know, Matt knows this team too, man, very well. Because it's always good chopping up with him, brother.
Yeah, but you know what? He's going to have to stop fucking with me with that Matt Nagy shit. I swear to God. I was gonna mute him like three different times, man. I'm like, all right, man, you better stop playing.
right. You over there capping, man, capping hard. Okay, I see him.
It was fun, man. But listen, we have a lot on Sunday to look forward to. We have to see who's gonna be at quarterback, which I'm hoping it is Justin. We need to see if that Bears defense is gonna be able to show us the side that we've seen from them in these last couple games, because they've been very impressive to me. I like the work Deshaun Desai has done. Offensively, we get to see what adjustments they're going to make. because Sam Mustipher came out here and he said, look, watching the tape this week was awful. He was like, it's like going to the dentist. No one wants to go to the dentist, right? Because you find out all the good, the bad, the ugly. So I want to see, what exactly does that mean? What do we see on Sunday? Who's calling the fucking plays, A-Dub? Because that's going to be important to know.
We could probably get an idea based on how the game is going, right? Who called the plays? So we'll figure that out pretty soon.
If the offense is moving the ball and doing well, I'm like, yep, Bill Lazor.
Right. Exactly. That non-aggressive stuff, we're like, oh, that's Nagy right there. I bet he didn't put his hands on something.
And we start seeing random trick plays for the fuck of it. Nagy.
Yep. So, yes, sir.
We'll definitely see. But audience, for any of our sports bettors or fantasy sports players, don't forget to head over to DraftKings Sportsbook and use our promo code TPPN for $150 of free bets. A-Dub, man, dude, I'm cautiously optimistic for Sunday, but nevertheless, man, we want the smoke. Bring on the Detroit Lions. Let's get this dub, bro.
Yes, sir. This is opportunity right here, man. And we got to take full advantage of it, brother.
All right, man. Well, listen, audience, we'll talk to you guys on Sunday, and we are out.
Thanks for listening to the Barry Sanchez Podcast. You can find this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Google Podcasts. We appreciate your continued support of our podcast. Bears Nation, come down with us.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.